a day that you wake up and you can see the sunshine. One of the things that I'm most thankful for doing what I do for a living is that I see the sunrise and sunset every day of my life. And I'm just looking here as I am in Los Angeles, California this morning outside as the sun comes up over the ocean. It is it's awesome to see that. And you put yourself, all of the things that have happened with me and my family over the weekend, put your mind into a place. If you can be every day, if I have any words that have value other than asking you to share your own stories about what you're proudest in life of, because I knew Toni was most proud of her children, our children, frankly. It was a no-brainer to see that wherever she was. Whenever she was with them, she always would light up. And they with her. You know, that's the whole thing. For those of you who have not been around for the balance of the morning, I'm glad that we didn't have what would have been basically a death watch, because I found out on Thursday night that Toni had taken a really severe, serious, and quick turn for the worst. And she didn't know it, the children didn't know it until during the day on Thursday. As most of you or many of you know, I just am looking at an email, interestingly enough, from one of the fellows that runs our radio program at WZSK in Everett, Pennsylvania, John Immler, with whom I have visited, writes, "I'm terribly sorry to hear of Toni's passing. I realize that we have a relatively new affiliate we've been with you since February of 2004. In that time, your family has become a part of my family. You allowed my audience and me to get to know you and the children and Toni. If we could end relationships and have a bond that you and Toni shared, the world would be a bit better." He said, after getting things going this morning, he turned up the monitor in the studio, and he listened to the crack and the pauses in my voice before I actually told the story, and knew it had to be something like this. So, anyway, thank you for that. It's sort of interesting to work through the essence of all the various relationships, doing this for a living, having people around me, getting the condolences from people who, no matter what I did, knew what importance of what importance she was in my life. And it's interesting. One of my, you know, I'll get a kick out of this. You have, maybe you've all heard this sort of before, or you've thought it. one of my more recent relationships, female relationships, said upon studying the circumstances, your former wife has been very successful in keeping you from having any other really serious relationships. And, you know,
some of your former girlfriends would agree with that.
Well, that's why I said it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very clear to all, whether anybody thought it was conventional or not conventional, that I had a strong tie with Toni. And it was not the same kind of tie that people would have if they were married. It was just our love for each other, based on experiences, based on growing up together, because we did. We had zero knowledge or clue of what life was like or about when we get married. Not a clue. So going through the things that we did, stumbling and falling and failing, in a sense, although I don't consider a union that produced those two kids to have been a failure by any stretch of the imagination, especially as looking upon it now, at what she has meant over the years. But Richie knows of whom I am speaking. There was one relationship that just and so I would say to the people that I is with, you know, if you don't understand this, I get it and respect you. But we won't be able to have, or I'm not going to fight with you and argue about your make apologies because of my relationship with Toni. Not. And so, you know, it becomes something that people who are conventional thinkers don't get. And
Toni work liked all of your lady friends except for one, right?
This one she especially didn't like. And it was...
and obviously the feeling was mutual.
because there was such insecurity.
Can we take a vote on how we felt about it?
How you felt about what?
No, I think that we would all concur with Tony, actually.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Regarding this person. Yeah, yes,
yeah, yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, anyway... I haven't always now. Here's the thing: the one thing also I've learned, the many things that I've learned from Tony, is that if there was any question at all, I didn't bring Tony around or get her involved in it because it wouldn't be worth it because it wouldn't last anyway. It's kind of like what we used to say about bringing the girlfriends home to the children. I brought the girlfriends home to the ex-wife, and. And by the way, Tony, people would say, Tony didn't have any ulterior motives. In a manner of speaking, she did. She was very protective of me, and she had pretty good radar. And I'm not always great at having radar. I'm pretty good at radar when it comes to life and people and, you know, circumstances in general. I'm actually I'm quite good at it. When it comes to women, I am not always... that good. And Tony was not very gracious in her condemnation of some of my choices over the years. And as you were suggesting, they bore out. And the kids as well. I mean, the kids, sometimes they take the cue from Tony, or sometimes Tony would have the point of view that she did of them based on what the children said. So anyway, all of that stuff having been important, I wonder who my filter will be now, Rich. That's
me.
We'll join forces.
You have three women to be your filter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
yeah, I'm out.
And we haven't steered you wrong, Rich. I'm sorry, Doug. We haven't steered you wrong, Rich. Me and Jen and Maria have not steered you wrong.
No. All right. So
pretty accurate, I think.
Let me just spend a little more time because Maria hasn't had a chance to weigh in on this in terms of because of the discussion of the passing of Tony Steffen, pictures of her. At our daughter's wedding, you can see them at DougSteffen.com. The things in your life that you're proudest of, Maria, that's the question that's on Facebook, and a lot of people have responded, proud, and it's been obvious. People say they're children and that sort of stuff. But maybe the why is better than the how or what. Do you know what I mean?
Right. And I've been listening to the show for the last hour, so
okay.
I've had time to think about it. And unfortunately, now you changed the question on me because it was my children that I'm the
proudest
of. Well,
you can. I mean, that's okay. I mean, you have to say what's on your mind. I'm not here to shape what's on your mind, but I think generally speaking, any of us, unless we haven't got a clue or a pulse, are going to say our children.
I think the why behind it is that as they've gotten older, they've not been afraid to take on their own identity and be themselves. And I'm very proud of that because a lot of people, a lot of kids and a lot of parents try to breed little me's, you know,
yes, they sure
want their
yep.
kids to be just like them and live in the same town and do the same things and stay close
and
to
vote the same way they do. And
right. Right.
And same job,
and on my daughter's 18th birthday, I actually, when I gave her a toast with non-alcoholic whatever we were drinking, I said to her, I'm most proud of the fact that you make me look at life through different lenses because you're so different than I am and you approach life in a very different way that it forces me to look at life in a different way.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that. I didn't appreciate it 10 years ago when I thought she was just being stubborn or acting out or just being herself. But now as she's become an adult, I really appreciate the fact that this is really what I was trying to do all along was breed an independent person.
Yeah, independence is very important. And so understanding how to think for yourself is the biggest job I think a parent can do. It's fine if you, once you evaluate things that you agree with your parents on things, but it isn't. And part of the problem I think we have in our country and maybe in the world in general is that not enough people think for themselves. Part of it is doing the parental yah-yahs, but the other part of it is that we have, because of the the technology of the day. We see what other people are thinking, and yet that's beginning to backfire because now independent thinking sometimes carries the day. And we are, I think, feeling the benefit of better thinking, looking at issues a little more in depth, understanding a little bit more, clarify. And it may not even be in our country that that's happening, although I think it is, because people are just to the point of being so frustrated that they can't stand it anymore. So they express themselves in lots of ways. And it's more important. The best thing about expressing yourself is that it releases tension and anger. And so the worst thing you can do is to try to put a cap on. This is one of the big mistakes some of the people on the right are trying to do. And I'm not left or right, as you know. I'm more interested in the future than I am the present, but the present is how you get to the future. And presently, we have a bunch of really sleepy heads in this country. A lot of people who do the yah-yahs, they want to go along just to get along. They say yes to things. They don't even understand what they're saying yes to. We have bred a bunch of followers and not leaders. Part of that is the responsibility of all of this media, this technology that's around us. But, you know, I think I'm hopeful that we see the day when our children are going to have a chance. We all say we want it better for our children, but we right now have created a generation or two of zombies, and it's not, most of them are not better off than we were because they can't think for themselves. They can't do anything. They can't.
That's why
anything.
I always ask my son, when he asks me a question, I answer it with a question. What do you think? Why do you think that is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You can't spoon-feed people. They've got to find out, got to get knocked on their head. And that's the problem with people today. They can't change their own tires on their car. They can't change their light bulbs. They can't get, I mean, it's just foolish.
Okay, I can change a light bulb.
I can change a tire.
What's AAA for if you're not going to have them change your tire?
19 after the hour on Good Day.
Yeah.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Hemp
FoodMapUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nick brings us around to our birthday celebration for this Monday, the 14th of November. Jimmy Young, James Young, guitarist for Styx, born in the state 62 years ago. So a happy birthday to him. I think we have, with a group like this, you can find one song that you like. And this doesn't have to be my favorite Styx song, but pop song.
Let me guess, Come Sail Away.
Yep.
Yeah. The big,
Jimmy,
massive hit.
Pearsall was a Boston Red Sox player in the 50s, played for the Senators, the Indians, the Mets, actually the Angels as well. His birthday is today, born in the state 1929, and he still is with us because he did what Pam Popper said, took care of himself during his life. Also, the first Apollo astronaut that was, nobody knew who he was, and I don't think they still do, Fred Hayes, born in the state 1933. Let's see, who else have we got here? Well, let's move to Frankie Banali. With the Quiet Riot, born in the state 1951. So that would make him, 60 years old today. Happy birthday to him.
That's
Prince Charles of Wales.
Aww.
Charles Arthur Philip George Windsor Mountbatten, heir to the British throne, born in the state 1948.
Wow. That's a short story.
Let's see, who else have we got here? Next up is Stephen Bishop, great pop singer, guitar player, wrote a lot of the songs like this one, On and On, Save It for a Rainy Day, Everybody Needs Love, This Is the Night, Living in the Land of Abe Lincoln, which is, wasn't that the theme for Animal House? I think he did the theme for...
He did the theme for Animal House, yes.
It wasn't. It's Living in the Land of Abe Lincoln.
No.
All right. Let's see here. Yanni's real name is Yanni Chrysomalalis. Hello?
Thankfully, his friends just call him Yanni.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Notice that didn't come up when Linda Evans visited with us a few weeks ago.
All right. Everybody Yanni. Raise your hands who has this on their iPod.
I don't. Weird.
Okay, I guess I'm.
I might have it on mine if I had an iPod. So Yanni, 1954, makes him 57. What'd you skip Rocky Lynn for?
Because in my sheet, I go right to Seinfeld.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, sorry about that. Let me see.
That's right. Patrick Warburton is David Putty on Seinfeld.
Oh, he looks like my dad a lot.
Does he?
Just FYI.
Wait, no, without the wig on.
I don't have Rocky Lynn on mine.
It's all right, Richie. I do on mine, but mine's better than yours.
Yeah,
because I'm the host.
That's right.
Jeanette Jurado, one of the singers with Exposé. 46 today. I don't know this group very well.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, you know the next one.
Brian Brian Yale from Matchbox 20, 43 today. Yep, got that, Regine. We're going to see if there's any other couple of baseball players. Willie Hernandez, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Played for the Cubs, the Phillies, Detroit. Did well, had the Cy Young Award a couple of times. Good for him. We have Brendan Benson, guitarist for the Raconteurs. Spanish group.
Don't know this, but I like it.
No, don't you? All right, and Travis Barker, drummer for Blink 182.
I just love this whole CD. It's awesome. Yeah. Anytime I go on a road trip, this comes with me. Traveling.
All right. Birthdays are important. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Memory day maybe for some of you. It's interesting over the weekend as I continue to sort of dedicate this program to the memory of my former wife who passed away over the weekend. My father and my stepsister died on the same day.
All really?
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh.
Freaky.
Yep.
Different years?
Yeah, different years. Yeah, my father was 2004. It's a 28 after the hour, and good day. I will not go, turn the lights off,
carry me home. Do you have school-age kids or a college student? If so, ask them what they ate for lunch today. I'll bet it was pretty healthy. That's because there's a big push by schools, hospitals, and colleges to give up meat once a week, and they do it every Monday. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP health tip from Primetime Focus. Observing Meatless Monday is not so hard. You avoid saturated fats from meat while loading up on those healthy things we keep hearing about, whole grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts. There's some great websites that can help you get started. One is aarp.org/food. And check out the Vegetarian Resource Group at vrg.org. It has a list of easy recipes, including things kids like, menus for diabetics, and healthy holiday suggestions, and fun facts sprinkled in. Like I had no idea that fava beans are a favorite breakfast food in Egypt, and cavemen ate lentils. Starting the week off right with a breakfast of corn hotcakes sounds doable to me. I can wrap my head around cooking when there's maple syrup involved. Research shows if you eat the right way at the beginning of the week, you'll keep it up a little longer than you would if you started eating right, say, on a Wednesday. And when you eat less saturated fat, your cholesterol levels go down, and so does your risk of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. For more health tips, tune in again to Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Show is on 24 hours a day. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Let's hope that you're going to have a successful day today. If you're on the highway, you know that the road to success, the highway to success, is actually a toll road. I don't know what that means. We're not going to do too well here in California because they're all, that's where the term freeway came to pass. Is everything is free, the roads here. Oh, there are a few toll
There's
roads.
There's some tolls now. To avoid traffic, you can pay just an easy $20.
Yeah, help yourself.
Per ride.
Whatever you want to accomplish, though, in life, you have to give up something to get it. The greater the value, the greater that which is required of you. It's just that simple. It's such a, you can't always be taking. You got to give. You got to plan. There's a price to pay if you want to make things better in your life. And maybe part of the lesson that Tony teaches in my very personal understanding of this stuff, I wasn't willing to leave what she had to offer to have somebody who wanted me not to have her in my life. And I think that that's one of the things I just kept learning from her. I think at the beginning and through the course of the years, I understood how determined she was. Mm-hmm. She was very, very, very straightforward about stuff. And I had that same streak, but it didn't apply in the same ways. And I don't think I ever had the courage to do, or I have left in this. Thank heavens I haven't had to do it. A lot of things that she had to make decisions about. But, man, she'd make them quick, and she'd make them right for her. And that's the price you pay sometimes for making things better. Is she better off because she's not breathing the air on the planet anymore and her body is dust? Is she better off because that's the decision that she made? She would want, in reality, as much as she was devoted to the kids, in her heart of hearts, she would like to have spent much more time with the children. But that's, it wouldn't have been good time. So what do? You just cut your losses and hit the road. I don't know who in business, that's what we do. We're smart. Okay, you invest in something and it doesn't turn out. Okay, next. So anyway, I'm thinking about accomplishing things and
and the people who fear so much change. You can't have a life that helps you get to your goals without the things in your life changing. And that's part of the price. I'm looking at pictures of this guy, Sandusky. Mm. And, man, I haven't seen pictures of him before. I'm sort of following this to get my mind off of things and to distract myself from what I've been thinking about for the past 3 or 4 days. You'd look, again, a picture's sometimes worth a thousand words. You look at this guy, he looks like a jerk. He looks like an arrogant, just over-the-top guy. People that you run across, and I was going to use a couple other names to describe what he made me feel like, and I decided not to do that. Is there anybody who hasn't seen a picture of this guy, Sandusky? Maria Bailey's here, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden. Sandusky is the guy who is accused, and I always chortle on that, is accused of having sodomized any number of boys that are 10, 11, 12 years old in the shower room at mostly at Penn State, but I guess elsewhere as well. I would think that anybody who had a child that was involved in that would be plotting something, and it would be completely understandable.
This guy's out on bail.
Yeah, why?
Mm-hmm. Why you want to know why? You ready for this?
Yeah, why?
Apparently the judge that that set his bail volunteered at his charity and gave $500 to $1,000 and worked there as a volunteer for the group.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm Sandusky, I'm thinking, no, don't let me go. Put me in jail. But where are you safe? You know what they do.
You have to be in solitary. Yeah. Those, I mean, honor among thieves, and this is one of the things they do not honor.
Right. This guy's, he's dead meat if he gets in, you know, general population in prison. But he could be if he's sitting at home, too.
But he's not sitting at home because I saw the other day watching CNN him driving away down his driveway somewhere. So
does he have an ankle, one of those ankle devices on to keep track of where he is? Keep him from fleeing
the
country?
I don't know. I don't know that. It doesn't say here whether he does or not.
But here's a guy, you know, you compare. What has this guy done that's good? Is there any, I suppose it's kind of like Hitler. Somebody in life, Eva Braun loved him, so, you know, at least.
He did a lot of charity work, but for what reason did he do the charity work?
To cover up his guilt.
Or was he trying to meet more victims?
Young boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. These stories go on and on and on and on and on, and there's nothing about them that's salient other than the lessons we learn about how deviant some people are, and how do you deal with that? The deviants. Where do they come from? How are they? Everybody's got a different point of view. Some people say deviants come because of pornography. I don't believe that that's the case, but that's just me. I think a deviation comes from different realities. But I'm talking about sexual deviancy. Mm-hmm. It often is. I don't know that heredity is.
I honestly think it's a hardwired thing. I really do.
Yeah. Listen, this guy in the 70s, he started this. A nonprofit organization to help disadvantaged children. That is a pedophile's perfect prey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's I'm saying, look at this guy's face, and you're looking at somebody who's a creature, not a human being. He looks like a creature to me. And how it is, you know, there have been a lot of people back and forth on Paterno and yada yada, and he reported to the uppers. You know what? I'm not buying that. He could have done a lot more, including throw this guy out on his own. He had the authority to do it. He was the guy in charge of the program. Fire the guy. Call the police.
Well, the guy wasn't working there anymore.
No. The pedophile stuff has been going on even before he retired in 97. If you go, as somebody said last week when they started digging around this, wait till you see how far back this goes.
Well, I've heard reports that, I don't even know if I want to say this, that apparently he was helping in exchange for donations to the program, helping line up
boys, brother
guys.
Right. Yeah, that was surprising.
They were reporting that on a Pittsburgh station last week. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how disgusting these people
Do you know
are.
The reporter that broke this was a 24-year-old young woman from Fort Lauderdale?
No, how did she get the story?
Well, if I had read the story that my husband laid out on the counter for me to read, I would be able to tell you that, but I only saw the headline. She actually was a graduate, and she was in journalism school up there, and she broke the story. She's, an intern for the newspaper.
I can't understand how it didn't get broken. I mean,
because
such
Richie,
a long
people
time ago.
Worked. Oh no, people have been covering that stuff up. You can. That's
how
what
do you
power
keep something
does.
Like that quiet?
You can keep something like that quiet, depending on the circumstances, the community you live in.
And don't forget, different parts
of sleepy.
Yeah, and different parts of the country handle this in different ways. In the bigger cities, you have people that are more comfortable to come out and blow the whistle. But you know, if you have people that are coming from smaller towns in Pennsylvania or wherever they're coming from around the country, it's not so open to talk about those kind of things.
He's right. Yeah. All right, it's, where are we, 17 before the hour. The million bottle giveaway continues, courtesy of the folks who are producing now Master Omega 3. It's a concentrated Omega 3 supplement supporting absorption of all of the great things that you're eating, the healthy foods, good for your heart, your brain, and your joints. It is a great mixture, and you can get a free bottle of it. They're giving away a million free bottles of Master Omega 3. Call right now, 800-359-7904. 800-359-7904 for your bottle, your free bottle of Master Omega 3. Take it, and you won't really feel anything. People say with some stimulants and some of the supplements that are around, you can feel a difference quickly. You're not going to feel the difference quickly. You're just going to be doing something that's really good for your body. And long term, it's going to add longevity to you because it does help your heart. It does help your brain. It does help your joints. Take advantage of this amazing free offer. Call 800-359-7904. Master Omega 3 is what you're going to tell him you're asking for. He'll give you a bottle of their wonderful Green Supreme Multis, 25 fruits and vegetables. That comes. So you get two bottles of great supplements when you call 800-359-7904 and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholes.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholes Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholes kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholes.com.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Maria Bailey and Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and I, having spent the last basically 4 hours talking about my former wife and the experience of this past weekend and what it has taught me. One of the things it's taught me is it's relieved me from seeing what kind of crazy stuff is going on in the world. This 10-year-old girl who gave birth to a baby in Mexico and is breastfeeding her at the age of 10.
Oh, good Lord.
Mm.
It's just beyond belief.
You know, I was thinking about
10-year-old girl.
Back in the time of, the Egyptians, they were having kids at 12 and 13 and 14 years old. Right. Now we're having kids at 40 and 45, and it's just 50. How times have changed.
It sure has been that way, Richie. 48 past the hour. Thanks to all of you.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Want to connect with Jim?
Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Penn State scandal, all over the news this past weekend. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. No matter where you looked or who you listened to, it seemed everyone was offering their take on what has happened at Penn State University. As you well know, the football team's former defensive coordinator, Jerry Sandusky, faces 40 counts of sexual abuse with boys. Among those who lost their jobs because they simply didn't do enough when they had a chance, the university's president, along with longtime football coach Joe Paterno. So, what happened over the weekend? Well, you had a game. Penn State's final home game of the season and the first since the scandal broke. Penn State fans giving the Nittany Lions an enthusiastic welcome on Saturday as the team arrived for the game against Nebraska. Both teams kneeled down on the field in prayer before the game with a moment of silence held for the alleged victims.
The prayer, I thought that the idea of Nebraska to get together midfield was a very special moment for a lot of people.
That's Penn State's interim coach, Tom Bradley. Nebraska won the game, by the way, 17-14. Also over the weekend, the Sunday TV talk shows. On Fox News Sunday, Penn State student body president, T.J. Bard, said the focus on campus is shifting away from former football coach Paterno and his firing to the victims.
At this point, I think the students really have been focused on the victims, bringing attention to the victims and their families, and trying to do everything we can to make sure that justice is found for them.
And here's a disturbing addendum to what has happened with the alleged perpetrator in a legal sense. According to Deadspin.com, the judge who ordered Jerry Sandusky free on $100,000 unsecured bail, rather than the $500,000 prosecutors had requested, and no requirement to wear an ankle monitor, that judge, Leslie Dutchcott, was apparently a past volunteer for Sandusky's charitable group called the Second Mile. Nice of you to tell us that in advance, Your Honor. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If insurance were sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call the local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's a new week on Wall Street following a roller coaster ride for the market last week. The Dow did end up on a positive note with a 260-point gain last Friday to 12,154. Oil prices jumped $1.21 a barrel to $98.99. A new Republican presidential poll shows Herman Cain still leading the pack, but by a smaller margin. The Politico George Washington University Battleground poll shows Cain with 27% to 25% for Mitt Romney. Just a week ago, Cain was ahead with 40% of the vote. Of course, Cain has been fighting sexual harassment allegations ever since. Today is World Diabetes Day. Scores of medical centers and doctors' associations taking time out to mark the occasion around the world. The theme this year is education and prevention. The World Health Organization estimates nearly 350 million people worldwide currently suffer from diabetes. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Today, we fight for that!
Immortals, number one, bringing in $32 million, produced by the same people who brought us 300, so you know there's a lot of screaming. And finally, one more look back to last Friday. You remember 11-11-11? Thousands of couples got hitched in Vegas. In fact, there were plenty of weddings all over the country, and that included right in Times Square in New York City, where 11 lucky couples were treated to a wedding as winners of a Marry Me 11-11-11 contest. Aaron and Sabrina from Chicago, one of those couples who were married there Friday, the bride said 11 is their number.
And Aaron asked me to marry him at 11:11 a.m., so it's always been kind of an important time for us.
Isn't that sweet? But wait, we're not done. In Glendale, California last Friday morning, Glendale Memorial Hospital, Maria Dominguez in labor. She's pushing and pushing, and then at 11:11 a.m., bouncing baby boy weighing in at, get this, 8 pounds, 3 ounces. I guess they ran out of 11s. Anyway, mom and dad say they're happy, thrilled their baby is healthy, and don't think there's any significance to all those 11s. Yeah, you say that now. Just wait till your son turns 11 and he insists on 11 gifts. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.